We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Would you ever confront your child's bully? Not the parent, the child. A mother from Pennsylvania is fighting to regain privileges at her son's school after she was banned by the district for confronting her child's alleged bully on the school bus. She said, "Can I get on the bus?" The bus driver said, "Sure, come on in." And she starts yelling at the kid in the back of the bus. So we're going to be taking your phone calls this afternoon on bullying. Is it okay to confront the kid, or is the proper thing to do confront the parent? We're going to welcome on the show right now Dr. Kimberly Mason. Dr. Mason, we thank you so much for being on the show. You are professor of counseling at Walden University, an expert on bullying. Also, you wrote a book called Bullying No More, correct?
That's correct.
I've got everything right.
Perfect.
Okay. So have you heard the story about this mom before?
I have. I've heard the story, and you know, one thing I can do is I can commend the mom for taking action, although it might not have gotten the best results, which is a great conversation piece for us to start as a parent myself who's had a child being on the receiving end. Mm-hmm. I know that passion sometimes can get the best of us. But as a professional, the way the mom handled it might not be the best way to resolve the issue.
I know when I was growing up, that would have been normal. Any parent, any adult could talk to you and correct you, and you better listen. But times have changed.
Yes, they definitely have. And I think there was some other steps that the parent could have taken before taking this action, in order to best advocate for her son. And I think that's the conversation, is what is the best way to advocate for your child when your child is being on the receiving end of bullying?
Yeah, I like what she said. She said she got on the school bus, and then she said the mommy inside of me took over, and she started yelling at the kid, "I'm his mom. I will not have you bullying my 5-year-old son. You know what you did." I imagine frightened the you-know-what off the kid.
Absolutely. And in some way, it's a sense of intimidation that the mom presented to this child, which I'm assuming is another mm-hmm. young child. I know her child was 5 years old. And again, being that protective mother that, you know, taking care of my cub is a normal reaction. But at the same time, she intimidated another child, which is really a form of bullying itself. And so that's why that's something I would not advocate for a parent to berate, harass, intimidate another child in front of everyone else, too. Again, I think there was different steps that this mom could have taken.
Well, I know now a lot of the bullying is online. And how fast, how soon should a parent react when they find out their child has been bullied in any way at all?
Immediately. And I think that's something the mom had stated, is she had contacted the school because her child in preschool was also being bullied. So this has been going on for quite some time for mm-hmm. this mom and this child. So I think that's important to remember, that bullying is a repeated act. And so being able to take action immediately, contacting the school immediately so the school can initiate an investigation. And here in, you know, Louisiana, we do have a school accountability law that states that the school is responsible for investigating this behavior. And there are timelines and there are several steps that the school must take in order to investigate incidents of bullying. So as soon as a parent immediately is aware, I would definitely contact the school in trying to get this issue resolved.
Well, I know nowadays a lot of it goes on through Facebook, and parents are sometimes the last to know. So since I would definitely doubt if most children are not going to go to their parents and say, "Mommy, Alice wrote something really nasty about me on Facebook." So how does a parent monitor those type of things?
You know, the number one thing is I say is know your child well, because you're absolutely correct. Children believe that they can handle the situation on their own, and parents are dealing with so much, they don't want to add to the parent's plate. So being aware of your child's behaviors, changing those behaviors, are really important to initiate that conversation. And I think that's important for us as parents to bring that issue to the forefront and asking, you know, has someone made you feel uncomfortable? Has someone harassed or bullied you? And bringing up that and saying, I noticed, you know, some changes in you. And again, I think that the parent could, if you're aware of some of those changes, like not all kids withdraw. Some kids can become more aggressive when they are also bullied because, you know, depression in children look very different than depression in adults. And so they could begin to act out more rather than withdrawing. Grades can slip. They may not participate in activities, or they may engage in more risk-taking behaviors. These are really just good signs to look at with your child, because who would know best than a parent themselves to know that something may be off.
Dr. Mason, I have a caller who would like to ask you a question, okay?
Sure.
All right, John and Metairie, you have a question for Dr. Mason? Go right ahead. John?
Are you asking for John?
John.
Yes, I'm sorry. I have a question, not only for the doctor, but there's too much politics and too many liberals in children's lives today. In my day at Redemptorist and St. Paul's in Covington, you let children deal with this stuff on their own. Stop making sissies out of these little boys.
John, let me make one point here. I'm quite confident the doctor will back this up. And in your day and in my day, when you went in the schoolyard after hours to fight it out, you use fists. Now they'll bring knives and guns. Is that about right, Dr. Mason?
That is true, and that's an unfortunate consequence when, you know, kids are really all trying to do and resolve this on their own, and sometimes some will take aggressive means in order to protect themselves. Yeah, I think something, John, that you're alluding to is the old adage, you know, words won't hurt or to retaliate against. You use the word sissy, and I'm not quite sure what context that was in making children not standing up. I just want to have some clarification so I can best answer your question.
He's gone, so I guess he's talking about what? I guess it's expected for boys to fight. Maybe that's
exactly
what he's looking at.
Yeah, and I think that's what I was getting from him is that, you know, to protect yourself. But oftentimes being aggressive is not always the best answer. And being implementing the same behaviors, are we really teaching our kids what we want to teach? Yes, we want children to stand up for themselves, but sometimes in retaliating, just as you said, they may retaliate in more violent means. Because, you know, it does take a lot of courage. You know, I always tell my kids who are victims of bullying is that you're a survivor.
Yep. Dr. Mason, I'm going to have to go to a break, but before I go, tell me about your book, Expert on Bullying, author of Bullying No More.
This book was really written in the terms of being a parent and being a parent of a child who, one, was bullied and had a child who was one who stood up for children who were the targets of bullying. And there are some really great strategies out there for parents to use. But more importantly, again, it's coming up and opening up that line of communication and using just everyday life in conversation, sitting at dinner or something that may come on TV, and just bring up the, have you seen this? Have you noticed any of these behaviors going on in your school? Have you been a target of any of these behaviors? And so what my book does is also it outlines many, many different strategies that parents could take with their children, verbal strategies, behavioral strategies, thought strategies, and which ways that we can best advocate and be a supporter of our children. And, you know, the most important thing for a parent to do is just listen and being in control of your emotions. As we saw with the mom in the bus, she was not very much in control of her emotions, and she wasn't able to stay calm. And so we want to know that we are the good center, safe place for our children, that we don't overreact either. So my book outlines many different strategies that parents as well as their children can take in order to best help them navigate through this world of bullying that we are just noticing more and more every day.
Dr. Mason, thank you for the information this afternoon.
You're quite welcome. My pleasure.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.